2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. Here it is, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. It's November 1st. Lots of reasons to celebrate today. It's the Diwali is coming in. It's ramping up starting today
coming
into Thursday. Thursday is going to be the hottest day
for
Diwali.
That's a big day, yeah.
Also, it's Day of the Dead. We've got a couple of days of that. And also, it's All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All three reasons to celebrate and be colorful and fun and hang out with your family and friends. Okay, well, I'm done. What else?
Okay, bye.
It's also the start of No Nut November, Elvis.
Yes.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
I think No Nut November is lame. Who wants to go No Nut November?
Well, if you want to get to Destroy Dick December, you got to get through No Nut November.
December Hello? Sounds very threatening. That does not sound
yeah,
like
for
a fun
who?
Month.
The person with the dick? Or...
You got to rest up for that, man.
Yeah,
damn.
I don't know. All right. So other than that, new month, what other things do we have to look forward to in the month of November?
Well, Christmas. There's already Christmas crap out everywhere.
Of course. Like,
there's been Christmas crap out since October.
So, yeah, something really terrible happened. So I was at a bar last night for a Halloween party, and in the middle of the party, the DJ goes... I think it's time we drop this and fucking plays Mariah Carey and everyone starts singing along and I'm like, no,
good.
People,
yeah.
Halloween's not even over.
Oh,
what
get
are
over
you
it,
doing?
Scary.
And apparently Mariah has a big announcement on November 5th, so I don't know. And I'm sure it's Christmas related because you know how she is.
You know what? Let her own Christmas. And that song, I'm sorry, it still makes me feel festive,
me
even
too.
Though I hear it every 3 minutes during the Christmas season.
I did laugh out loud, though, at the meme that you reposted of it's almost November, which means Mariah Carey is thawing as we speak.
Yeah, she's so thawing.
Now she's thawed. Here
she's
it comes.
She's thawed and ready for the celebration.
Her and Buble.
Yes. Yeah, Buble. Got a great album. You know, and right. Don't forget Bieber's Christmas album, one of the greatest Christmas albums.
So in November, if you have money burning a hole in your pocket, Black Friday is November 26th, Cyber Monday the 29th, and the 30th of this month is Giving Tuesday. We have new movies coming out this month. Finch with Tom Hanks is supposed to be really good on Apple TV. It comes out this Friday. Ghostbusters Afterlife with
Cannot
Paul
wait.
Rudd.
Yes.
That's coming out in November. South Park Post-COVID. Hits Paramount Plus on the 25th.
Yes! I can't wait.
And also this documentary called Peter Jackson's Beatles Get Back premieres on Disney Plus. As far as TV goes, the new Judge Judy spinoff, Judy Justice.
Love her. She should be president. I love her.
That premieres today. Big Mouth returns to Netflix on Friday.
Nice.
Dexter New Blood is this Sunday on Showtime. Riverdale is back on the 16th.
Nice.
Tiger King 2 on the 17th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And let's see. If you're into award shows, the CMA Awards are November 10th. Don't they have the CMA Awards like every month?
It seems like that.
That or the ACMs. They're all the same letters.
Oh, they just switch them around?
Yeah, but Luke Bryan's hosting, so it's a little different. It'll be better because Luke's hosting.
They already did it, but it's airing on November 20th, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And the American Music Awards are the 21st. Grammy nominees come out on the 23rd. And those are just a few things you can look forward to. During November. Oh, finally, the holidays. Veterans Day on the 11th.
Yes.
Thanksgiving on the 25th. Mm-hmm. This Wednesday is National Sandwich Day.
Oh.
Thursday is like the full throttle of Diwali.
Yep.
Saturday is National Nachos Day.
Also very important.
And whatever.
Today is National Vegan Day.
Ah.
why are you giving that shit-eating grin?
I don't know. Like, how many vegans do we have on the show?
One.
Can
you eat shit if you're vegan?
Sam is not vegan.
Oh, she's a pescatarian. Sorry.
You can't eat shit if you're vegan.
Nope.
One of our very good friends, though, Dina with the pink hair, she is vegan, and trying to find things for her to eat is... impossible. Yeah. We went to that wine and food festival. There was so much delicious food everywhere. She couldn't eat cheese. She can't eat any type of dairy product whatsoever. The only thing she could eat was bread.
Tofu, right?
And bread. She will outlive us all.
Yep. She probably will.
Aren't there eggs in bread?
Probably,
you can't
actually.
Even have eggs?
No, not
no, nothing that has to do with animal products.
Right.
Nothing.
Scary.
You know, chicken
scary
comes from,
so...
an egg comes you from a chicken, right?
Can't even have eggs.
Yeah, I got to ask her about the bread
what
now.
What is that plant life like?
Well, apparently they do pretty well, those plant-eating motherfuckers.
I'll tell true, though. And most vegans that I know, I think Gandhi, Dina has told you this too, I'm sure, where there's just one moment when you start out being a vegan, it takes a while, but then there's one morning you wake up and you just feel clear. The clarity, right. Your head is clear.
Really?
You just feel so good. They all say this.
Yep.
Well, right.
I think they're paid to say it.
By who?
By their leader. They have a leader that we don't know about. I don't know. I'm never going to have that clarity ever, so we move on. Yeah. Well,
there is one thing you guys probably had no idea was vegan, and you've enjoyed it pretty much your entire life.
What's that?
Oreo Carrots. Cookies.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I heard about that.
That cream doesn't have like gelatin or
something
in it?
It's all chemicals. Hello? Right.
No, they are technically vegan, so.
Wow. Really?
Okay. No!
Oh.
Wow.
My favorite sandwich on earth is vegan, and I don't recommend it to people because everyone rolls their eyes and they think it's disgusting, but it is so good. It's a portobello jerk sandwich.
I'll have that.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I think that has like a stigma to us, like regular people. That's why it doesn't say on the front of Oreos, it doesn't say vegan. Because when you see that, you're like, I don't want those.
Well, it's the same thing with gluten free too. Like I say gluten free, and everybody in this room goes, oh.
Well, the problem with Oreos, if it's not meat, then what is it? If it's not dairy, what is it? Like, you don't want to know what's in there. Right. They don't want you to know. So let's go back to the portobello.
Yes.
We grill portobello steaks all the time.
Really?
And we do cauliflower steaks all the time.
So good.
The problem is, you know, then you get into an argument. Those aren't steaks.
Of course.
That's not steak.
Of course.
A steak is meat. Well, okay. So a ham steak, is that a steak? No! People get mad. I actually posted a cauliflower steak I took it down because people started yelling at me.
Yeah. It was
not steak.
Give me a break.
First time I ever ordered it at a restaurant, though, I did feel like I was getting scanned because I thought it would be like cauliflower, like a steak with cauliflower on top of it. And I get the big thing of cauliflower. I'm like, well, I brought this upon myself.
It's good, though.
It was. But if you're ordering it for the first time and you have no idea what a cauliflower steak is, you just assume that it's a steak, not just a thing of cauliflower.
Sorry, well, they got you. Well, at least now you know.
Now you know.
Cauliflower mashed potatoes are really good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're not potatoes, though.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
You can't call them mashed potatoes because they're mashed cauliflower.
Mashed cauliflower.
There you go. Hey, Brody, you're so quiet today. Why don't you tell us what's on your mind? How was your Halloween weekend? What's going on?
Oh, it was fun. Well, first of all, the thought of cauliflower steak. I was probably one of those people writing shit on your Instagram. My Halloween weekend was great. I have no trick-or-treaters left in the house, and the neighborhood didn't really trick-or-treat, so my lights being off didn't affect anybody.
Oh, my Brody!
And I didn't open the candy. So I can return it now. So it's great. It's a great weekend.
You can return candy?
Well, it's a bag of like, you know, trial sizes, fun sizes. So I didn't open it because nobody came to the door.
Who returns candy?
I know.
Brody.
It's not individual candy. It's a sack from Target.
Doesn't matter. It's like, really?
I'm not eating 100 Hershey bars.
Why did you buy it if you were going to shut your light off?
Right.
Nobody came. I live on a cul-de-sac. There's no kids. Nobody came.
Cul-de-sac, you know, kids, they need another street at the end of the street. They can't have a circle.
Right. Do you think the kids are like, don't go to that house, that guy's mean?
No, I'm not mean, Froggy. And your bucket is lost.
Oh, here we go.
Old man Brody. Hey, but Brody.
That's one. Yeah.
I know. I just don't know if I could buy candy anymore, knowing that someone returned it. It was in their house for a minute.
Okay, I didn't go in the bag.
No way.
People return food all the time.
Ew, dude.
You can't return food?
Yes,
you can. Food.
Can you really?
Scotty would. He's a cheap bastard.
No, I don't ever return stuff. That's the weird thing about me is I don't return stuff.
I can see you returning a canned good, but you can't.
No, but I would. No, I don't even. I don't go to the courtesy thing and say, hey, I would like to return this. I don't ever do that. I would donate it before I'd return it. I just don't like to return stuff. But they have carts and carts full of stuff that people return, and the people bring in open things. They're like, this milk isn't good, it's past the expiration date and it's been in the refrigerator for 2 weeks.
No, but I'm talking about, you know, I think we're talking about like return for resale where they put it back on the shelf.
I don't think they can legally put it back on the shelf.
There is a bin that can go back out and one that can't. They know what can be resold and what cannot.
I didn't return a tomato. It's a bag of candy.
Here's Mr. Brody. Here's Mr. Brody's candy. Please return this.
I mean, Scotty, you would be the one to know, like, with Halloween candy going on half price today, will he get his full price for the candy that he purchased?
A lot of stores won't even take back Halloween candy. They have signs that you can't return it after a certain date. So you have
Brody would not shop there. He would not shop there.
Nope, bought it at Target. I already checked the return policy. Okay. It's going back.
We love Target.
Good luck.
How much was that bag? Just out of curiosity.
They're expensive.
$9.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that how much that is? No, I get
a lot of candy.
I get mine for free.
How do you get yours for free?
How do you get candy for free?
Well, here at the radio station, it just shows up. And I eat it.
And you take it home and use it?
Yeah, we hoard it.
You're a cheap bastard.
We hoard it throughout the year and bring it home.
So, Scary, are you still drunk from last night, or are you just up late last night?
I was up late. I was more like I'm overtired, but I feel amazing. I got about two hours of sleep. Yeah.
What were you drinking last night?
Just a couple of vodka sodas. Nothing crazy, but it was out. Yeah, I mean, you would think nobody had work or school or anything today, because they had 600 people there partying like animals until 1, 2 in the morning. It was crazy.
What's that, Brody?
So Scary says to me earlier in the week while we were recording our podcast, "Hey, I'm going to be doing a bar gig Sunday. You should come hang out." I said, "Oh, yeah, maybe I'll do that. That sounds like fun."
Nice.
So then he tells me yesterday, it's 11 o'clock at night. I said, "I'm not going to a bar."
It starts at 11.
It starts at 11.
How are you doing a gig at 11? He goes, "Oh, dude, I'm getting paid. I don't turn down money." I said, "Well, I'm not getting paid. Why would I show up? Come on, hang out with me." Why should I come out and hang out with him? He's getting paid.
Brody's right on that one. I hate when somebody invites you somewhere that's really inconvenient, but they're getting paid. And they're like, "Oh, yeah, it's going to be so much fun." Oh,
right,
really? Okay,
right.
Good.
It'll be fun for me when they pay me.
All right. You can enter the costume contest. You could have been Oscar the Grouch.
Hey, I just have to say, a thank you to someone, and unfortunately, I have to be an asshole and not tell you why.
Oh.
But Gandhi's boyfriend Brandon sent me the best DM the other day and said something really, really nice to me, and it was very, very kind. I just want to say, you've got a good guy here, Gandhi.
What
don't
the hell?
Mess this up.
I don't know anything about this.
Well,
this
you don't have to. Yeah, I didn't even have to tell you. No, it wasn't really about you.
But I didn't think so, but
I'm just saying you have a good guy. I'm not your boss. Okay. You have a good guy, and I just want to like call him out on it.
Oh, that he will really appreciate that, because I've been telling him he sucks lately, so that's awesome.
Oh, how dare you?
Now I'm fascinated. I got to text him.
Did he ask for your permission to propose?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're like the work dad, right? Oh, Elvis is oddly silent.
Did he tell you to stop letting Gandhi off from work and traveling to Detroit because he wants free time?
Dude, Elvis is going to hate all of you for even bringing this up.
Oh, no, please. I'm used to this stupid
bullshit.
Tried to
say something nice, guys.
You bullshitters. Froggy, I know that, even away from Halloween season, your block is very intense because everyone is in everyone's business, because everyone's in front of everyone's house every night doing cocktails, whatever.
It is, but we have so much fun.
How insane was Halloween weekend on your block? It must have been it must have worn you out.
You know what? Danielle actually had a really good analogy. She said it looked like The Walking Dead in front of her house, and that's exactly what it looked like. It was just the street. You couldn't drive down the street. Cars that were trying to come down the street were like, forget it. It was just a mass of people just traveling down the street getting candy. Everybody had fire pits out because it's been chilly here. It's been in the low 50s at night. So everybody had fire pits out in the driveway. It was just fun, fun, fun all night long.
Let me ask you something. If all you guys are out like you are every single night, and someone who doesn't live on your block drives down your street, do you do a blockade and pull them out of their car and beat them with a bat?
No, I'll tell you
because they're in your neighborhood.
I'll tell you what we get. You get the... cars, everybody look out, cars, because there's kids in the street and they have to move their little goals out of the way or move this stuff or move that, or there's a bike in the street or a ball rolling out. It's like driving down our street is dangerous. Yeah, you're safer as a pedestrian than a car, actually.
What's up, Brody?
I'm trying to understand this. You have neighbors and you talk to them?
Why, you don't?
Yeah.
Brody, what's that like?
Wow.
It is very strange. I banged on my neighbor's door for probably 3 minutes on Friday. She was home and did not open it.
That's more like it.
That's on my list for tomorrow's show. Yeah. We're going to talk about not answering your door.
Oh, exactly.
I have the opposite problem. I have people accusing me of making noise, and they're trying to confront me. So,
hey, what's the latest on that, Scary? Because I'm going to get into that tomorrow, too. Let me put this on.
The latest is I heard back from the management after I wrote them a very terse email for the pointing the accuser. Well, this woman complained about me to management. Management wrote me this email pointing the accusatory finger, assuming it was me and not doing a full investigation. And I wrote them an email back, which I read to you off the air. Maybe we don't have time right now.
Right.
And then they wrote back and says, well, upon further investigation, we'll get back to you. We're gonna investigate further. So I'm waiting to hear back to see if they came to a conclusion. Because the single guy living in an apartment is not the one moving furniture, banging around, with kids running back and forth. I don't have kids.
So the person below you is accusing you of causing a ruckus.
A ruckus.
Are you sure you're not holding the somebody hostage, Scary, and they're trying to escape?
Dude, the kids got out?
You guys know me. I sleep
Maybe you
all
have
day.
Violent nightmares.
I sleep all day. I never have my TV louder than a whisper.
Are you having night terrors, Scary?
Scary, is it Sunday morning when Robin's over?
It's, what's going on with Sunday morning?
That's the day you have sex. Yeah, I mean, you've told
us.
Is
she screaming? Is she calling you daddy? Is that why they think
None of this. This happened. Okay, I got called 3 times when I wasn't home, and once they woke me up at 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, dude.
Maybe
I'm
you do have night tremors.
Scary, 11 o'clock at night, you should have been at the club. What are you talking about?
Well, whatever. I'm waiting for an answer, and they have not gotten back to me after I wrote that email.
Terse email.
Terse.
It was very forthright, but I was succinct, and I was not.
Yeah. Forthright, succinct, and terse.
You're like a fucking dictionary.
It sounds like a law firm.
How many times did you write, have you know?
Succinct.
Terse, succinct.
I was not using inflammatory language.
Whatever. And furthermore.
Aren't we done?
I think so. I'm beyond.
Oh, yeah, we were done 2 minutes ago, but I figured
Bye.
We
would
just keep
going.
Bye. Get out of here. Goodbye.
Terse.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.